Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3 o'clock hour on a football Friday. Always enjoy talking with Twan Russell. Solano will have his big pickleball tournament performance tomorrow. Be interesting to see if the hype matches, if the play matches the hype, I should say.
Solana, you know you play with old people, right? There might be some young people out there.
Yeah, it's just not true. I also don't understand why it's so shocking to you that I may be great at something. I don't understand. I can't wrap my head around this. I mean, you guys have been around me for so long. You've got to know I've got several qualities that put me ahead.
And Solana, I'm with you. You are a talented human being. Like, you're smart. I think you're savvy. You got some jokes in you.
Thank you.
You're nothing of an athlete. You have no athletic bone in your body.
I would take issue with that, Crowder. I don't think anything you said before you talked about his non-athletic abilities was true. I don't think he has any of the attributes that you mentioned before, also pointing out he has no athletic ability.
Yeah. This whole I can beat you at thing. Like, you should take that whole thought out of
your mind.
We're
going to find out tomorrow. Twan is going to be an impartial set of eyes. We are going to find out tomorrow. One thing we know about Twan, he does not lie. Mm-mm. He is God-fearing, church-going. We are going to get the truth from Twan after he watches Solana tomorrow at the tournament.
You nervous now?
No. I played last night. I went 9-0 in group play. Like, I'm playing at the highest level that I've ever played at. I'm like LeBron with the Heat right now.
I'm playing at the highest level I've ever played at. In group get play. Up 4 months ago.
In group play.
Group play, 9-0.
Let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. So, Sunday, Game Day Uncensored. What time did you guys decide? 7 a.m. start?
Yeah, 7 a.m. bright and early. 7 a.m. That's the earliest we can even put anybody on the radio station, apparently, on the weekend. So bright and early, 7 a.m.
So an abbreviated, a 2.5 hour Game Day Uncensored, 7 a.m. on Sunday. Tobin, Solana, Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins, they will get you ready for Dolphins and Commanders. Line on that game is 2.5 still. Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. I wanted to go over the other games on Sunday, see what your initial thoughts are. Jacksonville, this is the game that Josh Appel is calling for Sports USA. Jacksonville is hosting Aronde Gadsden II and the Chargers. You want to guess what the line is there?
Chargers still favored by 2.
Yeah, Chargers are 3-point favorites Sunday in Jacksonville. And I like the Chargers in that game.
Yeah, Solana yesterday talking about Jacksonville, pretenders or contenders. I don't even know why they put them on the list. Goodness.
Well, they were going through all the AFC teams that had an above 500 record, and they do. And are you forgetting they beat the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, Well, he had to fall on his butt, get up, make a tee, and then run into the end zone. I don't. Yeah, man. I remember that play.
How about Houston? And it'll be Davis Mills again, right, at quarterback?
Yeah.
Houston at Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans.
Houston, road favorite, same thing, three?
Houston minus 1.5.
Houston is a 6-point favorite with Davis Mills going up against Cam Ward.
That's crazy.
Isn't that?
Well, the Titans are bad. We talk about the Jets just because they're in our division. The Titans are terrible.
The Bears.
I hope Cam Ward doesn't turn into David Carr.
I know. I know. Just so shell-shocked that he never recovers.
Yeah, because I think Justin Fields is on the back end of his career already. I hope it doesn't happen to Cam.
Chicago Bears are at Minnesota. And who's quarterbacking for Minnesota?
I think it's J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. Yeah. So back. Caleb and J.J. Bears at Minnesota.
I go board. Minnesota by 3 at home.
Yeah. 4.5.
Yeah, 2.5. Minnesota, 2.5. Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers. He was tired looking last week. Aaron Rodgers.
Bad.
Pittsburgh hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. So you got Aaron Rodgers going up against Joe Flacco in 2025.
What year are we in?
That's amazing, right? That's an amazing matchup in 2025, and they're both starting. That's crazy.
Pittsburgh 2.5 at home.
That's a game you'd expect more to see at the Dink Club than yes. You would. Like those two quarterbacks, you would be like less out of place walking into the Dink Club for a tournament game.
Oh, Joe, you can get to that kitchen still, huh, Joe? I can. Aaron.
We drug test at Dink Club, so ayahuasca, Aaron is not allowed.
They said ayahuasca at the gas station.
Nah, it's got to be like some dumbed down version of ayahuasca.
No, it's just fake.
It says it on there, mushroom ayahuasca, like pills for relaxation and stuff. I don't know. It didn't make me feel any different.
Pittsburgh is a 5-point favorite on Sunday. How about Atlanta hosting the Carolina Panthers? So that's Bryce Young, he's back, and Michael Penix Jr.
Atlanta 4.5.
What a brutal game.
You love Bryce Young.
these are some rough ones here, boy.
Falcons minus 4.5.
Yeah, Falcons minus 3.5. This one's interesting. I was going to ask this one of Lee Sterling in the next segment because I want to just AFC East fascinates me, and you saw New England won again last night. Buffalo is hosting Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah, no, because Tampa lost and Buffalo got beat by a bad team.
Yeah, Miami.
Bingo, I didn't want to say it. No, I think Buffalo still, 3.5.
I have a feeling it's going to be higher than that. Buffalo minus 6.5?
5.5. Buffalo minus 5.5.
Yeah. I think they're going to get a get-back game here soon.
How about this one? Green Bay is at the New York Giants. I just got a push notification, though, that Jackson Dart is out for the Giants. So, officially, because I think we all thought it was going to be Jameis, right? And I think it will be Jameis. Yes. Green Bay at the Giants.
Oh, Green Bay, road favorites, 5.5.
Why do I think the Giants might be 1-point favorites at home?
Because you're not very intelligent. Green Bay is a 7-point favorite on the road.
Well, I love Jameis too, Solana.
I might be inclined to bet them, though. I'm kind of with Solana there. I might be inclined to take the 7 with Jameis. Jameis, you don't know what you might get a 4-touchdown game from Jameis.
Well, they are going to be close late or they're going to lose by 40. But Jameis isn't going to. Yeah. He's not going to just keep it nice. Jameis is going to throw 12 balls over 30 yards.
It was less respect I was giving to Jameis more disrespect I'm giving to Green Bay.
You're out on them.
Green Bay plays down to opponents every single week. If they're playing a great team, they'll compete. If they're playing a bad team, they'll play bad. That's just who they've been all season long. I'm out on Jordan Love and the Packers this year.
And Jordan Love has happy feet. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he's been sacked.
Looks different,
this
doesn't
year.
He? Yeah.
What were they playing last game? He was terrified in the pocket.
Rams are hosting Seattle. Rams have looked good. Sam Darnold has looked good.
Yeah, Seattle can play now.
Yeah.
Hell of a game there, boy. Yeah, they go bored. Rams by three just because they're at home.
That's exactly it. Rams by three. Then Arizona is hosting San Francisco. Is it Jacoby Brissett still?
Jacoby Brissett is playing because Kyler Murray's on IR, but I did see Brock Purdy will start this week. So Mac Jones to the bench.
Niners at Arizona.
Niners 2.5-point favorites on the road.
Niners minus one?
Yeah, Niners minus three, which I think I would be inclined to bet San Fran on that. I would feel comfortable laying the points there.
Yeah.
How about this one? Kansas City at Denver. But for Denver, oh no, it is Bo Nix.
Yeah, it's Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Kansas City at Denver.
Denver 2.5.
Nah, Chiefs favorites on the road, minus one.
Chiefs are 3.5-point road favorites.
Denver stinks.
I thought Denver was
decent.
They're 8-2, but that team stinks. They've got a good defense. Wow. They can't move the ball.
That damn defense can ball.
Imagine getting an 8-2 team at home and 3.5 points.
I'm betting Denver.
They're begging you to bet Denver. It strikes me as they may. Somehow Vegas knows. And you've got
Vegas all the time.
Baltimore at Cleveland, Lamar Jackson and Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, Baltimore road favorites 7.
Lamar's playing. I just saw right now. Lamar's going to play. Bro, I would bet an alternate line. Ravens minus 13, minus 14.
Really? Yeah, this has Ravens to be, minus 7.5.
This has to be the biggest line of the week, though, right?
Let's see. That is the biggest line of the week. 7.5.
Yeah. They're going to beat the hell out of them.
And then the Sunday night game, Detroit at Philadelphia.
Oh, we got some good ones this
week. It's a good game. Yeah.
Yeah. Philly 2.5.
Eagles minus 1.5.
Yeah, it's Eagles minus 2.5.
I'm taking the Lions big.
Like, Monday night is Dallas at Vegas.
Ooh. Dallas road favorites.
Yeah.
2.5.
Vegas is bad, right?
4.5.
Yeah, Vegas is.
Yeah, 3.5. Dallas, 3.5 road favorites. Yeah. We are going to talk with Lee Sterling this hour. He'll give us some picks for Canes, Dolphins, and I'm curious about that Buffalo-Tampa Bay game. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
No update on Sandy Alcantara's Marlins future, by the way, since yesterday, Hawk. Right around this time, I just wanted to give you a heads up. In case you were wondering, I don't know.
Appreciate that because it had been weighing on me.
Yeah, but I'm counting the days towards winter meetings. I'll keep you updated.
How many days?
Right now, we're about 72 days away from winter meetings.
All right.
Mm. Keep me updated. I can't sleep.
Somebody texts in, would you trade Tua for Cam Ward? Take the contracts out of it. Take the contracts out of it.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
I think I've seen Tua's ceiling. I don't know what Cam Ward could be in a year or so.
Not only that, I understand the Titans stink and Cam hasn't looked great, but that team stinks overall. Like he's got no weapons. They don't have a good running game. They've got no offensive line. His only weapon is injured every single week. 100%. I think Cam is going to be really good in the NFL. We saw him last year, a whole season. Like, he's got all the tools to be a good NFL quarterback.
Well, I know why he would appeal to Dolphins fans. The same reason he would appeal to me. First of all, I'm a Hurricanes fan. But watching him scramble the way that he was able to extend plays with the Hurricanes versus watching Tua be unable to extend plays, like, that's mouthwatering. But yeah. Like you say, Crowder, I think he might be a really good quarterback. You didn't say elite, and I kind of feel like you're kind of looking for the same thing that Tua gives you, other than he's got other ways to get you.
He can run. That you're right, Hawk. That's appealing to me. Because even why Cam, Caleb Williams won the game, and Caleb's not known for his running ability. He won the damn game last week scrambling. If you look, even the young guys come, there is no pocket passers in the world anymore. All the draft picks, all the top guys in college, everybody can run. Matt Stafford and Jared Goff and Aaron Rodgers are the three lone gunmen Flacco. Right now that can still play. Flacco, like, oh, think about the names I'm saying. Goff, Allen, Stafford, they're all in their 40s. You need to be able to scramble if you could play in this day and age in the NFL.
Bro, Tua would rather take a dive on a last-second play at the end of the half then attempt a 50-yard pass, Hail Mary, just to take a chance because he doesn't want to be embarrassed. He can't reach that field. Cam Ward can put the ball in the end zone from his own 35. Like, what are we doing here? This guy's got a rocket.
Marcus Russell had a rocket.
Yeah,
I'm just joking. Cam is not Jamarcus Russell.
Even if he ends up being Jamarcus Russell, like, give me the unknown. I know what I have with Tua right now. Yeah. Give me the unknown.
I'm with you, Solano.
All right. Tonight, Heat play the Knicks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's a 7 p.m. tip-off. You can listen to the game bling. Here. Bam and Hero are out. And right. Jalen Brunson is out for the Knicks.
So this Bam injury is a little more serious than you had initially thought, Solana. This is what, fifth game missed? Fourth game missed?
This will be his fifth game out. He missed all four games on the homestand. The Heat went 3-1. And Tuesday he was out of the walking boot, which is good news. But I think if you're the Heat, you went 3-1 without him. And you're playing a Knicks team right now that is without Jalen Brunson. You should be able to handle them, or at least you like your chances. Why rush him back? Give him extra time. You don't play until Monday after this game. You get the Knicks again. So no reason to rush him back.
Even after losing to Cleveland's backups?
Yeah, I mean, look, that sucked. But rebounding wasn't even really the issue in that game. And Crowder, I mean, overall, sour taste the way that homestand ended. But had I told you, you were going to go 3-1 when you were playing Cleveland twice and a back-to-back to start that road trip coming off a four-game West Coast road trip, they went 4-1 and you'd split the two games with Cleveland, I think you would have taken that, especially without Bam. Yeah. Oh, you would have taken that.
100%.
You want to guess the line for tonight's game?
Solana, I don't know. Heat?
I think the Heat might be favorites. Heat minus one, Heat minus two.
Knicks minus six.
Stop.
Yeah.
What do you mean, stop?
I'm a lot better than NFL line.
No, I mean, obviously you're not making that up. I don't get that.
Karl Anthony Towns?
Oh, no.
At New York?
The Knicks are good, but the Heat already beat them. The first time they played here in Miami, close game. Miami was able to win with Bam. But the Knicks are missing Jalen Brunson, who does everything for them. You know what I mean? Like, the Heat are without Bam, for sure. But the Heat just proved, over a four-game sample size, they can play well enough to win games without Bam. The Knicks, without their leading scorer, their leading assist getter, like, he's everything for that offense.
You know who's fallen into playoff, out of playoff contention, into play-in contention?
The Chicago Bulls, right where they belong.
And the Heat. And the Heat.
Nah, the Heat are 7-5, though. They're all right.
But they're the 8 seed. They're the 8 seed.
Well, I believe the Heat and the Bulls are the same team pretty much.
No.
Well, their records show it right now. Heat are 7-5, Bulls are 6-5.
Yeah, We'll find out. We'll find out at the end of the year, but I think they play next week. Are.
Bulls and Heat next week.
Do they?
Yeah.
I know we play the Knicks and the Warriors.
Are we more talented than the Bulls?
Yeah, I do believe the Miami Heat at full strength have more talent. I'd rather have a Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, Norman Powell as your best three players than Kobe White, Josh Giddey, and Vucevic. Like
You're literally not going to mention Bouzelis in those three players. You are not going to mention Matas Bouzelis.
You think Matas Bouzelis is a top three player in the Chicago Bulls?
I think he's the best player on the Heat if you put him on the Heat roster right now.
Okay. Hawk, you're right. By the way, that's an NBA Cup game next week. Heat at Bulls. Heat at Bulls.
Yeah. I have to make a wager.
I got the Heat in that one, just in case you were wondering.
I wasn't wondering.
Don't you have the Heat winning out? He does. You're crazy.
In fact, he has them winning the five games they've already lost.
We're 12-0 in my book. The Florida Panthers are actually winning games. Shout out to them. They beat the Caps 6-3. That means at home they continue to play very well, despite a shaky road record. And congrats to Brad Marchand. He is now one of just 12 active players to reach the 1,000-point club, I'm going to read you the list of players, and you're going to be wildly impressed.
Should we guess?
Absolutely.
All right, Crowder, you go first.
Mario Lemieux.
All right, you nailed that one.
Ovechkin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the jersey swap yesterday in the tunnel with Ovechkin and Marchand?
Oh, that's cool.
I did.
It literally looks like me standing next to you. Like, Marchand is so little and Ovechkin is so big.
Hawk, how was that?
My boo cakes wasn't down there yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't see him yesterday when we walked down there.
How is that the three guys who have been tearing up the NHL over the past decade? That's crazy, right? It looked more like the shuffleboard championships at a retirement home than it did the
Ovechkin's
NHL.
Ovechkin's got all gray hair. Marchand is my size. it really is funny, that picture. These guys are tearing up the NHL. No one can compete with these guys. And it looks like, it looks like a cruise ship.
They're about to go play shuffleboard.
Yeah, it's funny.
So it's the Crosmen.
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky.
Mm-hmm.
Connor McDavid. Larry David. And David Banner.
David J. Neal.
Boar.
Is there a boar in there?
Gordy
Howe. There you go.
Howe. That's why I got it mixed up. Gordy Howe was boar.
Hey, I brought up David J. Neal. Hawk, the day you were off, Crowder and I were working together. Or maybe this was the day of the Thursday night football game, whatever. It's happened like 2 weeks ago. I mentioned something on the air where I said the Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins brand, I'm not talking about currently, I'm just talking overall, the brand is one of the most iconic brands in the National Football League. And my logic there is 72-team undefeated team and Dan Marino for 30 years under the Shula reign, the Dolphins were a perennial playoff contender. They have the only undefeated season ever. Like, this is NFL royalty. So I said that. They're one of the most iconic brands in the NFL. And David J. Neal took, who I love, we all love, he took massive issue with that. He said they're not even making the podium. Bears, Packers, Dallas, Steelers, Raiders, 49ers off the top of my head would rank ahead of the Dolphins historically, and that's the people 50 and over. You guys agree with
that? I'm going to have to agree with Solana and disagree with David J. Neal. I think one of the reasons the Dolphins team that Crowder was on, that was chosen to play the first international game in London, is because their brand is so recognizable.
And to your point, the Marino stuff was big, and the 72 for only undefeated team, all those stats are big. And just on the simplistic side of it, turquoise and orange.
Yeah. And a dolphin.
You know, the Bears, extremely recognizable.
One of the original teams, but like the Bears, there's a million Bear teams out there. Are there any other Dolphin teams? I'm not even kidding. Are there any college Dolphin teams?
Jacksonville.
There is.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Bears?
No. Jacksonville Dolphins.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Canada is America.
Well, take that, David J. Neal.
Yeah.
No, we got told that, though, honestly. You brought it up first. We got told the reason that we were in the first international game was because Giants-Dolphins were the – like, they did a study on it.
It makes sense.
They told us.
Yeah. Ace Ventura, somebody puts on the chat.
It was because Chop Robinson was going to get drafted one day. The hell is Solana talking about?
You're talking about Chop Robinson, like I'm telling you, like he's Greg Dulcich, and I don't understand why. I don't see why you've been taking shots at Waddle, calling him a fake wide receiver one. Now you're downplaying the Dolphins' future edge rusher, who I believe will be a Pro Bowler.
But you're saying he's got international brand name recognition.
That's not what I said. That is not what I said.
I said it was a miss to put him on a poster in Madrid for the representing the Dolphins.
Unless every single roster person is on a poster somewhere, then obviously it makes sense. But if they selected three people to put on posters, Chop Robinson is a miss. It is. There's no recognizability there. I got a funny tweet. Omar Kelly, I got to find this on Twitter. Omar Kelly had tweeted out. Omar Kelly tweeted out. Miami, this is a quote from Minka Fitzpatrick. Miami is not a huge sports town. You can walk around, have lunch, breakfast, dinner in the city without being recognized. Maybe guys like Tua have a hard time, but I haven't really been recognized. That was from Minka today, okay? Mm-hmm. And you had used Minka as an example of maybe someone who's more recognizable than Chop Robinson. And Minka's telling you he doesn't even get recognized in Miami. And the reason that I know Omar tweeted that is because a guy named Aaron tweeted it and wrote, I could pick out Mark Hockman better than Minka. And that guy, Aaron, came up to me while I was having avocado toast today at a cafe in Boca and said, you're Mark Hockman. And I said, yeah. He goes, been listening to you for years, and I just moved to Boca. And I said, oh, what's your name? He said, Aaron. And that is a little story time with Hockman, Crowder, and Solano. But like Minka himself is telling you, he doesn't get recognized in Miami. I don't know how Chop Robinson is a draw in Madrid.
No, not at all.
I do like this new game show. Minka Fitzpatrick or Mark Hockman, who's more recognizable, but just use you two as the barometer for anybody else. I'll tell you guys, I've told this story before. When I'm traveling with the Finns, Dolphins go up to Baltimore week two. Remember in 2022, Tua has his best game ever, and he leads the comeback against Baltimore, and he throws touchdowns and they win. And I land back in Miami the next day. I'm coming back to the studio. I'm in an Uber. And this guy's listening to Spanish sports talk radio. Never forget this. And I'm sitting in the car. I'm kind of wearing Dolphins gear. And he asked me, he's like, hey, you know, I picked you up at the private airport. Where are you coming from? I said, oh, I'm traveling with the Dolphins. And he said, the who? And I'm expecting, like, to flex a little. Right. He's like, the who? I'm like, the Miami Dolphins, the American football team. He's like, oh, I never heard of them. This is a guy, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's fascinating. So what do you like? Oh, I like soccer. How long have you been in Miami? I've been here 16 years. This is a guy who has lived in Miami for 16 years and just never bothered to take any interest in American football. Zero. Just, and, you know, nice guy, loves sports, loves soccer, big Real Madrid fan, zero interest in American football.
Hey, you know what, Zalama, you led me into my point about Mika's comments. When everybody does the, oh, yeah, Miami's not a sports town, they are a sports town. They just have other stuff there, and some people aren't going to get intrigued by sports. You live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you're worried about when the raccoons are going to mate and the Green Bay Packers. That's all you got. Down here, some people don't give a damn about football or basketball or baseball or hockey. Like, no one cares. They have other things to do, and it's an international town. I kind of cape up for Miami nowadays because I think it's all BS.
Well, I will tell you, Solana kind of buried the lead in that story. The kicker is that guy in the car was David J. Neal.
I'd recognize David J. Neal anywhere.
Very few reporters have ever worn a dashiki to cover an NHL game. He is one of one.
I recognize David J. Neal over Chop Robinson.
I would too.
I got a response from Mike Cunio, by the way. What the F does that mean? Your weather in South Florida right now, partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the mid to upper 60s. That's sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua, you can make Tua Tartar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and fees apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So our friend Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We've missed him the last couple of weeks. We've had a juggled schedule, but we welcome him back to the show. Lee Sterling, a professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com, and you can follow Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And I want to start with the Canes. Lee, I want to get through our picks before we run out of time, since we went long. I don't even know what we were talking about in the last segment, but we we were talking about something. Canes tomorrow at Hard Rock are 15.5-point favorites, the last I looked, over NC State. You have a side on that game?
Crazy how some of these UM games have gone right down to the wire. Miami covered a couple weeks ago, pushing across the touchdown less than 2 minutes ago. And then last week, they blow the cover, allow a touchdown. I think the line's too high. C.J. Bailey is a quality quarterback. He's actually running the ball more for North Carolina State. You think about it, he started since a true freshman. So it's a guy that's had almost 20 starts for his team. Problem is their defense. Their linebackers have to make a lot of tackles. Channing, you would not like to play for this team. So they're making a lot of tackles downfield, too.
Say, and all that line of scrimmage, I'm good. But, yeah, I'm not chasing nobody all day.
And you're even better when you got two big guys right in front of you, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So it hasn't been the case. Their linebackers have been great, but other than that, not much else. But they can score. Dave Dorn, believe it or not, he's in his 13th year. He is usually 6-6, 7-5. He could use this a win here, or else he's going to have to notch a win against probably North Carolina to get into the bowl. So I think Miami wins this game. I think their offense is going to be enough. They got to start changing something. Do some hurry up. Got to do something different here. If you have more talent, you want more possessions. And it's been brought up by a bunch of people. But Against teams like this, this is what you got to do because you have more depth here. I'm going to say Miami wins this game 41-31, but North Carolina State covers 14.5.
You're disappointed with the Canes this season.
I wouldn't say disappointed. I would say what's bothered me is we started off great, just like last year. And it's the same thing over, except for the defense. Defense has been good except for an overtime against SMU. I'm disappointed in the offense. I think everyone's tired of the, you know, that running play right up the middle, almost the same thing. I think Miami's going to go after probably a dual threat quarterback next year. I'm gonna go on record. I don't think Lenora Sellers is the guy. I don't think he's that accurate. Completed 65% of his passes last year, just 61 this year, and he only run for 158 yards this year. I don't think he's the guy. I think there's other guys that would be better served to do what they want to do.
Because that seemed to be the news percolating all week long, was that he's coming to Miami next season.
Right.
Yeah. How about the Dolphins game? Yeah. The Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites over the Commanders Sunday morning in Spain.
Yeah. So, Washington, you think about bad defenses, this is the worst defense in the NFL, giving up almost 36 points per game. They can't stop that zone blocking off tackle running play that Miami runs. Secondary is horrendous. No Corn. They move between the 20s. I mean, you watch Marcus Mariota. He's not bad. Got two quarterbacks from Hawaii. When I just did a show a couple hours ago, Hawaii, they're fired up for this game. They're going to have to get up early to watch this game.
Oh, and Hawaii's going to have to get up way early. Whoa, 9:30 for us. What time they have to? What time they start there? 5:30.
I think they might be 6 hours. They're at least 5 hours back right now. So, man, either 5 or 6 hours. It's going to be real early. So, I think Tua's going to do a number on them here. And don't love the play calling also in the red zone for the Commanders. Dolphins win 2 in a row here, 31-24.
Wow.
What are you going to do, Mark? You're usually going out for just waking up, getting ready to go out for.
You know that I get up late. I mean, he's invited me down before, you know, to Coconut Grove. And I'm like, I don't get up till late. So this one's a stretch for me to be up active and kind of locked in by 9:30. But I actually will be setting my alarm. 7 a.m. is when Game Day Uncensored with Solana and Tobin starts. Ooh, on 104.3 FM, and I never miss that. And so I'll have to get up at 7 a.m. to hear that. What time are you guys doing Porpoise Picks? What is it?
Oh, wow. I'm surprised you forgot. You're such a big fan of the show. Porpoise Props.
Porpoise Props, man. That is my favorite segment when you guys do that. When will you be doing that?
It depends. We're kind of having to shuffle our schedule around.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Understood. Yeah.
And if they don't do well, we're going to call it Porous Picks.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm famous for, Porous Picks. Give us one more before we run out of time. I'm fascinated with this game. First of all, I like knowing what's going on in the AFC East, and we saw the Jets and the Patriots yesterday. Buffalo is a 5.5-point favorite. By the way, you have the Dolphins covering, right? I got that right. Yes. You have the Dolphins covering. Yeah. Buffalo is a 5.5-point favorite hosting Baker Mayfield and Tampa on Sunday.
Well, without Bucky Irvin, they have only run for between 156 and 113 yards last 5 games. That's a real problem. Obviously, no Mike Evans. That certainly has been a problem for him. And no Chris Godwin. So Baker Mayfield looks lost right now. He looks frustrated. Just look at his face here. Buffalo, they don't have to worry about that off-tackle zone-blocking run because Tampa Bay just can't do it with White. Rashad White just not good enough, and their line not good enough also. So bounce back here for Buffalo, 28-20.
Bounce back from Dolphins. The drubbing they took at the hands of our Miami Dolphins. So Lee Sterling likes NC State to cover. He likes the Canes to win tomorrow, but NC State with the points. Likes the Dolphins laying the points. Likes Buffalo laying the points. Website is ParamountSports.com, and you can follow Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports as well. And we will speak with you next Friday, Lee.
Yep. Thanks, guys. See
you. There you go. Lee Sterling. And I knew it was Porpoise Picks.
Props.
Is that what it is?
There you go, Hawk.
I knew it was prop picks. What's it called? 7 a.m. Sunday morning, game day uncensored.
I used to listen, but Solana won't involve me in the show.
Yeah, you used to text him while he was doing the show. You can't text him while he's doing the show. He's busy.
Giving him some info, inside track. I don't know.
What time do you guys do inside track?
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.